According to the latest report from the Public Religion Research Institute, Americans believe the U.S. is becoming less of a moral leader in the world. 57% of those surveyed disagreed with the statement, "America today sets a good moral example to the world," while 41% agree. And the partisanship is clear, with more Democrats disagreeing and a majority of Republicans agreeing. How vital is it that the U.S. is a moral leader? Has the perception or reality changed with President Trump in the White House? With me to talk about that is Steve McIntosh, president of the Institute for Cultural Evolution. So, Steve, what would it mean for the U.S. or any other nation, frankly, to be a moral leader? How would you define that?
Well, I think the question of whether we're setting an example of moral leadership for the world is a derivative question for whether we're a moral nation for our own sake, for ourselves, for our people. And the question of morality, from my perspective, is gauged along a scale of goodness, truth, and beauty. That is, are we moving in the direction of progress? And even if we define progress beyond the growth of GDP or the rolling out of technology, we can still recognize that progress in human needs, progress in opportunity, progress in human flourishing and fulfillment, these are all things that constitute a moral nation, is that no nation, I think, at least during our lifetimes, could ever declare itself simply moral. But the question of morality is whether the nation is moving toward a greater moral state of affairs or moving in the other direction if there's moral decay going on. And I think in the United States, clearly we have some of both.
Morality, there are certain things that I think that any person who is conscious will realize is immoral. But there are other things that maybe are not quite as black and white. Does that then come down to whether someone is in a certain region of the country, if someone is of a certain race or a certain religion? Because there are such variations, especially in a country as free as this one.
Sure. Well, there are at least three major cultural blocks in the United States, and each one has their own moral system. And while there's some overlap, there's quite a bit of conflict between these major cultures, the traditional culture with its traditional morality, the progressive culture with its newly emerging form of morality, and then the mainstream liberal culture of modernity, which has been in a truce with the traditional worldview up until recently. Now that truce between traditionalism and modernity has been broken in terms of what counts as morality, and we are witnessing an intense competition between the progressive moral system and the traditional moral system. So there's certainly no consensus in the United States about what constitutes moral.
So whether the perception is correct or not, let's look first at changes, or maybe it hasn't changed so much, based on how Americans as a whole felt about where we were as a moral leader when President Obama was in office, as opposed to President Trump. Because certainly President Trump generates headlines, and many people have expressed frustration with how he has handled things, whether it's things he has said, things he has tweeted. And yet the numbers indicate there hasn't been much of a shift from the perception of morality under President Obama to President Trump, right?
Right. The survey shows that in 2011, 43%, only 43% of Americans thought America was showing moral leadership, and now only 41%. So a 2% drop doesn't really correspond to the sense of moral outrage that many people feel in the United States as a result of Trump's election. I mean, no matter how you feel about Trump's policies, it's hard to deny that Trump's a moral disgrace, right? His bigotry, his xenophobia, his bellicosity, his pettiness, these are clearly not forms of moral leadership. But I think the more interesting question is, even though in the short term, even though in a snapshot of the present, America seems to have fallen from its position as a moral leader in the world, I think the more interesting question is sort of looking at the long-term history of the United States to assess whether since the beginning and perhaps into the future, we can provide moral leadership for the world. And I think the question there, it sort of depends, again, on whether you have a traditional patriotic view of America or a progressive kind of postmodern view of America. If you're patriotic, you're likely mostly proud of America, not just for its political leadership in democracy and human rights since its beginning, but also proud of America's achievements in the arts and sciences and in business and technology and even in feminism and environmentalism. Despite the current state of affairs, America has shown moral leadership in all those areas.
Steve, I want to go back in time a bit to World War II, and whether it is perception or reality, do you think that the way the U.S. is seen in the world has taken a tumble since World War II, in the sense, was that kind of the peak of U.S. moral power?
Yeah, I think that that's the most interesting framing of the question of America's moral leadership internationally. That not enough people understand that after World War II, immediately thereafter, the United States was the richest and most powerful nation in the world by far. So there was a period wherein it was natural for the United States to take on the role of global hegemon, right? To be the global police force and to take a kind of a paternalistic or parental role in the world. And although we've certainly fought these wars of insurgency since World War II, serious scholars of international relations will, most of them will admit that the role of a hegemon in creating peace is a very important role. And what's known as the Pax Americana that's existed since World War II, even though there's been these other wars, there have been no major global wars between the major powers. And that's something that the United States' leadership, in a sense, is responsible for. Now, many people take that for granted or don't understand the need for hegemony in the world. And many people now feel that rather than the U.S. protecting the world, it's the rest of the world that needs to be protected from the U.S. Nevertheless, I think that the way in which the globalizing economy of the developed world needs a defense, and the United States has provided that defense primarily.
Whether perceived again or real, how vital is it that the U.S. is seen as a moral leader by its own citizens or from citizens around the world?
Well, I think that the dysfunction that we see in politics and the low confidence that people have in the nation's politics is a reflection of a larger cultural upheaval which we're going through at this time in history. And I think that the disintegration of our culture, it certainly could lead to regression. But I think it could just as easily lead, and I hope it will lead, to a higher level of integration. Again, not a return to the old centrism that I think is politically dead at this point, but a cultural agreement that can integrate the polarized and diverse cultures of the United States. If we can get our cultural problems solved, that'll be reflected in an improvement of our politics, both in terms of its efficacy and its morality. It's not a matter of just the politicians behaving badly. It's that we have, after 2016, we can see that we really do have a divided culture, and that's an opportunity for growth.
Steve McIntosh is president of the Institute for Cultural Evolution. We've been talking about a recent report from the Public Religion Research Institute.